Masechet Menachot, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. In the last Mishnah, we spoke about an Ola, which could only be brought from male animals. Here we'll talk about somebody who vows to bring a Shelamim or Todah, which could be brought both from male and female animals. Mishnah says, Hare Alai Todah Ushlamim. Somebody says, I accept upon myself to bring a Todah or a Shelamim, and they don't specify what type of animal they want to bring. Yavi keves. They have to bring a lamb. A lamb is the smallest type of animal fit for a todah or a shelamim. They can also bring a kivsa, which is a female lamb. They could bring one of the two. Perashti min habakar ve'eni yodea ma perashti. If somebody says, I specified in my swear to bring a todah or shelamim, to bring it from bakar, from cattle, but I don't remember which type of cattle I wanted to bring it from. Yavi par upara. Egel ve'egla. They have to bring all three: a bull, a cow, a male calf, and a female calf. Since a todah and shelamim could be both male and female animals, they have to bring one of each gender and one of each age category, the young and the old, in order to fulfill this swear. He has to bring all possibilities. Min ha-behema ve'eni yodeya ma perashti. If somebody says, I made a swear to bring a todah shelamim from an animal, but I don't know which animal I specified from. Yavi, par upara, egel ve'egla, ayil ve'rachel, gedi ve'gidya, sa'ir us'ira, tale ve'talya. He has to bring all the possibilities of both male and female. A bull and a cow, a male calf and a female calf, a ram and a rachel, which is a female ram. Gedi ugidya, a male kid and a female kid, a sa'ir us'ira, a male goat and a female goat, tale vitalia, a male limb and a female limb. All of these would be the 12 possibilities that fit within this type of korban. So he has to bring everyone to definitely fulfill his obligation.